is of the king, and stand not in the place of great men. For better is it that it be said unto thee, come up hither, than that thou shouldest be put lower in the presence of the prince whom thine eyes have seen. Where am I going to read in the New Testament? It has to be Luke chapter 14. Luke 14. Luke chapter 14, verse 1. And it came to pass, when he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees on the Sabbath day to eat bread, that they were watching him. You have worried about guests that are rude. Well, here is the Savior, and he is in the home of one of these dignitaries, a ruler of the Pharisees. And when he's in his house, look at verse 7. And he spake a parable unto those that were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chiefly, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a marriage feast, sit not down in the chief seat, lest perchance a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee, and him shall come and say to thee, give this man place, and then thou shalt begin to shame to take the lowest place. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest place. And when he that hath bidden thee cometh, he may say to thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have glory in the presence of all that sit at meat with thee. For everyone that exalted himself shall be humbled, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. Speak to God in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the deep and profound lessons that thy Son gives. We thank thee for the simple lessons of life, acts of politeness and wisdom that he gives us as well. One is as important in one way as the other because thy Son spoke them all. So help us to know both, but this day impart wisdom to us on this little portion that we've read on the scriptures, we pray. You know what we need. We commit all into thy hands in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The first thing we have to find out is this, that some people are more important than you are. Do you realize that? Today, I'm as good as you are. You're as good as I am. The Bible never knows that. The Bible says, when you're in the presence of the king, when you're in the presence of the prince, well, they're stationed in life. We don't like to acknowledge that, but it's that way, not only in countries that have royalty, but in the United States of America as well. The husband is the head of the wife, and children obey your parents in the Lord, and it says the head of Christ is God. And so the Lord Jesus knew what it was to honor his Heavenly Father. He said, I honor my Father. And yet, here are we. And one of the things that's going to happen in the last days is parental disrespect. And at the same time, not only on the part of the children, are they going to not honor their parents, and you see that all the time, but it says the parents are going to be without natural affection. And so now, abortion, killing babies, and as soon as they have babies, they care nothing about it. Abuse of children, abandonment of children. So in the world, the Lord says, there are those who are higher than you are, and there are those that are lower than you are. And most of us don't realize that. In the Navy, it was easy. I could look on a man's arm, and I could tell whether he was first class, second, third class, whether he was an ensign, whether he was an admiral. You could look and tell. But among the people of God, it's something that has to be ascertained. And most of us don't know. But this says in the Bible, certain ones, and this is the reason that I'm to be given this respect, I'm to be esteemed exceeding highly in love for my work's sake. Certainly not because of what I am of myself, but what I am for my work's sake. And it speaks about deacons, they gain to themselves of good standing as will people make progress in the world. And it should be that you have discernment. And what is the rating I have on my arm? Can you tell? Well, that's what you have to do as Christian. But it says, rise up at the hoary head, and for the Lord has given me all sorts of great heirs. So there should be respect for those reasons. My father and my mother, I thought of this often. I came from a home that was not an evangelical home like this, but we honored our father and mother, or else we would get up off the floor if we dishonored our father and mother. Such a thing today, the spankings that some received in the past, why the parents would be arrested and put in jail. But in the book of Proverbs, it speaks about the rod. It says, thou shalt beat the child, he shall not die. The way the little things cry, you would think they were going to die. But the Bible says, they shall not die. So, in the book of Proverbs, it is trying to get a man to understand his place. Here is a king. I'm in the presence of a king. I'm in the presence of a prince. I'm in the presence of people that are older than I, that are wiser, that have stations in life, that have accomplishments. And it says in the book of Romans, give honor to whom honor is due, tribute to whom tribute is due. So God does not say that everybody is equal. That's why they are elders. And obey them that have the rule over you. It says three times in Hebrews 13. Somebody has the rule over me? Yes. In this assembly, you're not all equal. There are those that have the rule over you, and it says obey those that have the rule over you. So here is one, and he comes in the presence of the king, and he puts himself forward, and it says, you had better not do that. The Lord, and this is what is so touching, our Lord had read that proverb during his lifetime, and he saw not among kings, but among important people, you see. Here is a man that is a chief ruler of the Pharisees, so he has a high station in life. And it says that Matthew was a chief publican. So in the business world, there are those that are just hired office boys, and they're junior executives, and they're senior executives. And so here, in this man's home, there were important people, and each one ran around that way and said, the most important thing they would try to find the suit. Why? Well, I want to be in this prominent place where people will give me respect. Of all my shortcomings, I can say this. I've never wanted a cheap seat since I was a child. As a child, things like that were in my heart. I remember we had a police patrol that would help boys and girls across the street. Maybe you happen. And we had these flags. And the ordinary ones on it had plain silver badges. The lieutenant had red badges, and the captain had a blue badge. And I wanted that blue badge so badly. I never got anything but a red badge, but at least I got one promotion. And that was very important to me. You see, isn't that funny? To go around and have that badge on and have this flag stop you. Doesn't it seem silly today? Think of you. What do you want to be in the world? Just to say. You know what I'm saying? Now, I tell you this. There are times when I would want cheap seats. That would be if it's where some good performer were performing and I could get a better view or I could get better sound. But as for anything else, wanting a prominent seat, it means nothing. And I've said this about speaking. If they said, now the keynote speaker is going to speak last, I would say that. Good, because I want to speak first and get it over. Whenever I go to a conference, doesn't matter whether the first speaker is the important one or the last one. I say, I'm speaking first. But in one sense, it is so. It's not that I want prominence, but look, I want to get mine over with. That is what I'm talking about. And so for that reason, certain shortcomings on my part are present, but there are still those who are children that are immature, and they want the chief seat. And the Lord said to them, and he noticed, among these Pharisees, look at him, the chief seat, look at him. And another man, look at him, he's going to pray. He wants everybody to watch him pray. Because he's going to get some money. He's going to blow his cup so everybody will see him. And the Lord Jesus took time at a meeting like this. Suppose you had invited me, and all of you people are guests, and I say, I see that you're seeking out the chief seat. What does the host careful of himself. He told him, he said, now look, when you come to a place, don't freak out what you do. And then he told about what could be so embarrassing. You have gone and said, here is a good seat, and you sit down and you think you're important, but it just so happens that somebody else more important than you comes along, and the host says, you go down there and sit. This man is sitting here. And then the shame he will see you denigrated in the presence of all the rest. So that's an embarrassing thing. So do not seek out a high place. Just be content and accept what God has given you, what He's made you. It makes no difference. One time I almost made that mistake. I was at this home and this lady was serving her husband and me. We three were there. And I saw what she was cooking. She had a great big steak. She had a medium steak. And she had a little puny steak, you see. And so I said, well, it's time to get. I know that big one's going to be for me. So she got through boiling the steak, and the big steak came out and went on the plate and went before her husband. And I said, well, I guess I'm going to get that middle steak. The middle steak came out, went on a plate, and went in front of her chair. And so that little puny steak came out. And it was set in front of me. Now, what I'm saying is this. My wife doesn't have to do that. Because there are certain articles of politeness that you know. But this woman didn't care. This is a bad thing. And so some people have never grown up. They want the cheapest seat, and it's so embarrassing. This man had me removed from that seat, and I'm just as important as that woman is, and I'm just as good as that man is. And the Lord Jesus said, that's all wrong. And what he's trying to bring out is this lesson. It says, I say to every man among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but so to think as to think soberly, according as God has given to each man a measure of faith. Now I know what I can do. I have more talents than one, but I don't have five talents. I have two. And so I'm not worried at all. And so if a man is thinking that's better than I say yes. If there's one that's inferior, I know it. And so if they want to pretend that that man is greater, let them do what they want to. But it's good to know your own position. Each man esteems himself as God has given a measure of faith. But some of us are low and insignificant, and I remember Marianne's father talking about such men. He said, he is of a small class of Christians, those that have to have their position and their importance. And he thinks there are some that are that way, and there are others that have dignity. And so the one that had dignity, he would sit in a low place, and he would be promoted. But one of these small-type Christians would insist on a prominent place, and it may very well be that he would be removed, and a man more worthy would be put in his place. And those that are truly great, that truly amount to something, they never have to worry about that. I remember the editor of a newspaper once, when a great general was coming, and he was to be interviewed, and this editor of the newspaper came, and he was sitting up where he could take notes, and then have a discussion with the general. He was going to put it in his newspaper. And some little pipsqueak came along and said, what are you doing up here? Are these a reserve seat? You get down. And the man said, this is the man that is going to talk to the general and have his story in the paper. He is invited here. And then that man was so embarrassed. But there are other little ones that are going to put you in your place. Always that way. I remember I used to go to the symphony. And those that had to stand at the back, they had these functionaries that would say, you stand at the back, and don't you go and sit down in any of the seats. You had to be scorned and humiliated there. And so we would have to stay there, and then he went, and then we would go and find a good seat. When we thought we were empty, that's what we would do. But what I'm saying in life, don't let it happen that way. Let us take a low station in life. Do not think that you are unworthy when you do have worth. But if you do know your own true worth, it doesn't matter what people say about you. Whether they say something good or bad, if they say something good and you know it's true, you can acknowledge that. And if they say something bad but you know you were good, then you can do away and you can overcome the criticism that they give you. And so the Lord is trying to tell us here, you take the lowest seat, rather than take the lowest seat and be uplifted and promoted, rather than take the higher seat and then to be put in your proper place. And God is able to work out these things in our lives. Now, that's enough. Let us pray. Now, Father, forgive us for thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. But then forgive us for thinking more lowly of ourselves than we ought to think. Let us remember what we are, what advancements we've made along the way. And then, our Father, while not insisting upon these things, let us understand that they should be shown by the people of God. And help our children to know what it is to honor father and mother. We remember your son spoke scathing words about those that treated their parents in a disrespectful way under the pretense of religion. So teach our children parental respect and teach us respect of elders and those that have higher positions in life than we do. And let us not think that we're as good as anybody, but let us know that we are what we are by the grace of God. And while we are kings and priests, it's because you've lifted us from the dust and from the dunghill, and you have made us what we are. We've been enriched in all efforts and in all knowledge, and we thank you for this. So, Father, help us to keep our mouths shut, and help us to take the lowly position, and then perhaps we shall be called upon to speak, and we shall be lifted up in the eyes of those round about us. Let us not seek our own praise, but by thy grace, let praise come from thee, and let promotion come from heaven. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen.